A hospital in Newcastle is in the spotlight about alleged cover-ups and intimidation. Some staff from the Calvary Mater have reportedly told the Health Services Union safety risks were downplayed, and workers who raise concerns face pressure or threats. The union has included these claims in a submission to the New South Wales Parliamentary Inquiry into the hospital's management. The Wire's Mayabi Aziz spoke to research officer from HSU, Dr. Laura O'Connor, about the submission.
Well, obviously we represent members throughout the hospitals. Our members work across catering, cleaning, security, allied health, pathology, admin, pretty much all areas of the hospital. So they're deeply affected by what's happened at the Calvary Mater recently. They feel like that they're unheard. So we're here to give them a voice in this inquiry so that we can represent their experiences.
And what kind of issues have workers reported at the hospital over the years?
There've just been multiple reports, and it's not really the issue that maintenance issues have come up. Like, we do expect out of a hospital. The issue is the response or the lack of response or timely response to these issues. And more concerningly, what our members have told us is that when they've raised these issues, that they've been asked to soften some of their findings or to make the findings not look as bad as they are to avoid the abatement from the government. And also on multiple occasions from multiple members across the hospitals, we've heard the same story that when they've raised concerns that maybe things, maintenance issues have not been addressed properly, they've actually been threatened with disciplinary action or even threatened with losing their job for raising these concerns and following up on them.
How long have members been raising these concerns?
Some members tell us that they've been raising these concerns for about a decade, but it has been getting worse and worse. And it really kind of started in the media when our members raised concerns about the water tanks, which were due for replacement 2 years prior. They were showed to be corroded, full of mold. They didn't have appropriate protections from vermin. And it wasn't until a whistleblower actually came out about that all of the other maintenance issues came to light in the media as well.
Are there any other maintenance or safety issues that the workers reported?
So it's maintenance issues from non-compliant plumbing. So there are examples of the plumbing where the sewerage has been hooked up to the hot water. Like I said, there was the water tanks not being appropriately replaced. There is the mould throughout the hospital in the ducting system. There is significant water ingress through the windows, through the roof. Many of our members have examples of where they've had leaking ceilings throughout the entirety of the hospital. Seen issues with maintenance of equipment such as the paging systems. So our security staff, for a while, they were not receiving code blacks, which is a personal threat, so they weren't able to attend personal threats. Yeah, it's essentially multiple reports throughout the entire hospital.
And how common are these reports?
Turns out it's a lot more common than we realise. Members have told us that they've been too fearful to speak out until now when we've actually approached them. Even now, they're too fearful to appear in this inquiry, even if it's off record.
And could you tell me a little bit about what protections the staff currently have?
Less than we would like to see. So staff don't feel like they're protected at all. As I said, when the toxic culture comes from the top, they really don't feel like there's anywhere else they can go. So a lot of the staff members say that they don't feel safe in speaking out anymore because of the threats that have been made against them.
And what changes is the union hoping will come from this inquiry?
That's a really good question. This points to a larger issue that we have with the public-private partnerships in New South Wales Health. 6 months ago, we were at a parliamentary inquiry similar to this for the Northern Beaches PPP arrangement. We're now here with this public-private arrangement at Calvary Mater, and there's a very real possibility that we could be here again in 6 months' time with another PPP arrangement in the New South Wales Health system. What this is pointing to is that there is ultimately accountability and governance values of these contracts. So what we are calling for, one, is for the government to pursue the recovery of costs through its intervention that has already taken place at the Calvary Mater, but to also review the contract compliance. So we're not necessarily asking or demanding that the hospital is brought back, because we've already seen the government lose significant funds in having to buy these incurred values and debt. What we are asking for is more accountability and better governance under these contracts, and to review the contract terms to determine if they actually have been compliant with their contract. But I think most importantly is to ensure that staff have a protected escalation pathways and that there are protections for staff in place, especially those who have previously spoken out and suffered for it.
That was Dr. Laura O'Connor from the Health Services Union speaking with The Wire's Mayabi Aziz.